A bill providing funding and support for some village public safety officers to carry firearms passed unanimously in the House this morning.
Clerk, please announce the vote.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So on a vote of 38 yeas, 0 nays, House Bill 199 has passed the House.
Prior to the vote, HB 199's lead sponsor, Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham, explained its aim.
It basically removes the prohibition against the arming of VPSOs, but it also requires that any VPSO who would carry a firearm would do so only after meeting the necessary standards and training.
Edgman stressed the bill's voluntary nature, something sponsors have been keen to highlight as it's moved through different Senate and House hearings during the last few weeks. The regional corporations and boroughs that employ VPSOs are free to decline having armed officers if they choose.
I think it's also important to note that this bill is an opt-in bill in the sense that the communities and the regional Native associations that administer the program on a day-to-day basis would have to agree to permit the particular VPSO to be armed. No community would be forced to have an armed VPSO.
HB 199 and its counterpart, Senate Bill 98, are a response by legislators to combat rising violence against law enforcement across the state, from small communities all the way to Anchorage. The Senate version of the bill goes before the Senate, the Finance Committee on Wednesday. It's likely to pass and head to the full Senate for a vote. If signed into law by the governor, the program will have around 20 officers a year flown to the police academy in Sitka to undergo training.